Hey guys, so welcome back to Wild and Basic. I just can't believe it. It is 2022. It really does sound like 2022. Oh my god, we are off to such a bad start. Like, I don't want to make this episode so pessimistic, but like, I don't even know where to look at the positive side of this year so far. Like, I mean, damn. Like, I feel like 2020 did a round on us, like, but like 2022 is like, they're like, oh, you thought this is gonna be better year? It's just not, like, you're really not. Like, we are talking about Delta is like, I guess it's over now. Like, Delta is like, oh, I'm off the stage now. We have Omicron, or they call it Omarian. I don't know why I'm laughing. I'm just trying to make this funny, guys, okay? Like, give me points. Like, I am trying to make this not as depressing. Now we have another variant. If you haven't heard of it, let me break it down for you. It's a combination between influenza and COVID-19, and they call it Florona. So it's like you have both. It sounds terrible. I bet it feels as terrible as well. And they apparently had the first case in Israel, and they just had the first case in United States, in LA, right outside of Getty Museum, or Getty Center, I think. Anyways, like, this all sounds terrible. And they're like, oh, there are other variants that's been floating around. I'm like, gosh, like, can this get any worse than it does? Let me tell you some of the things that's happening. I mean, New York is essentially like epicenter of like all these diseases, and everyone's getting COVID and like positive. Honestly, I got tested like 3 times. Thank God, all negative. I also did PCR because sometimes they said like antigen test, which is like, you know, the one that gets the results right away. It could be false negative. So I don't know. I just wanted to be 100% sure. So all negative. We are in the clear for now. For now. I hope for a while, but for now, so I don't know. Anyways, yeah, and other thing is, so I bought a ticket for my sister to come here from Boston. This was not bought recently, because I know most people would be like, why would you buy it now? Like, the COVID cases and everything. This was bought a while ago, so we didn't really know back then that if the COVID was going to be this bad. And we haven't really seen each other since 2019, so imagine. It's been a long time. So anyways, and imagine, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like there's no good way to look at it, anything at this point. So I know COVID cases are getting bad, and like Delta has been canceling all the flights in Seattle. That was because of the weather, but COVID also has been getting bad. So they have been canceling flights regardless. And there has been apparently inclement weather. Although today's weather looks nice, so I'm confused. Maybe the weather in Boston is not great. So yeah, I was like, your flight might not make it. And you know it's going to be canceled. Like, I know Delta very well by now because I have been on Delta flights many times. Like, I know how it works. There are times that even I was in the plane, then they kicked us out. Not like kicked us out, but like they're like, oh, actually this flight is no longer going anywhere. So you have to go back into the gate. So yeah, there has been occasions happened like that. So Delta has the tendency to do that. Although I know they're doing it to be as safe as possible, but they're the ones that are like almost never fly. If there's like some inclement weather, they're like canceled. I know that's why sometimes people choose like Alaska or like United or American. They tend to fly at least. So Delta is like, no, we are not flying. So anyways, yeah, they imagine they send us like one the day before. No, I think 2 days before, notification like, oh, inclement weather. We're like, it's fine, you know, whatever. Then they send another one like one day after that. Then they send another one literally the night before. So we were like, I feel like this is gonna get canceled. So we're like, okay, let's just cancel it, like, because we don't know what's happening. And like, honestly, our schedule wasn't looking great either. Like, I just got back from California and she just got back from like Midwest, so she was also traveling. So we're like, maybe this is a sign. And turns out today, thank God we didn't like do it. Her roommate just tested positive. My sister is fine, but the roommate, she was gonna drop her off at the airport, just tested positive. So I'm like, maybe this was a sign. So anyways, that's the little story, what I have been dealing with. I mean, there have been other things I have been dealing with, honestly.
you know, like when you get back from the trip and like you have to unpack, then like you have to do laundry. Don't tell me you don't have that. Like, you have to do laundry. And, you know, you have to fold the laundry. I feel like for me, it always takes a couple days. Like, it never happens right away. Not because I don't want to. I just feel like there's always things come up right away that I'm like, oh, let me respond to this email. Let me create this content. Then just turns into another thing. So, and right now I just did like a unboxing and the haul for TikTok and YouTube, which is shocking that I did for both. I am getting better. I don't know. I'm going to jinx it myself. So I should like really calm the fuck down. Really need to calm the fact down. So yeah, I did that. So there's like mess everywhere. There's products everywhere. Yeah, not great. Anyways, but let's get back to reality and let me tell you what we're going to talk about today. Today's episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. You guys know I'm a big advocate for therapy. I go to therapy and it literally has done wonders for me. For the longest time, I have been keeping things inside and I haven't been talking to anyone. Trust me, it's not a healthy thing. When you don't have a safe place or a person to talk to without feeling like someone is judging you and or holding things. And I don't know, I just feel like you need someone who you can just talk to without feeling any of those feelings. And BetterHelp is just for that. It's a professional counseling done securely online. You can send the message to your counselor anytime. You will be matched with your counselor within 48 hours. You get timely and thoughtful responses. Plus, you can also schedule weekly video or phone session, all without ever having to sit in an uncomfortable waiting room. I know that, trust me, I've been there too. So BetterHelp is committed to facilitate great therapeutic matches, so they make it easy and free to change counselors if needed. It's more affordable than traditional offline counseling and financial aid is available. I want you to start living a happier life today. As a listener, you'll get 10% of your first month by visiting our sponsor at betterhelp.com/listener. Join over 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/listener. I know in the last episode of 2021, we talked about leaving those feelings behind. And I want to talk about something very, very realistic in this episode. Again, I'm really, really not going to try to sound pessimistic. I know sometimes I can be so cynical, but I'm going to try. I'm trying to make a promise in the beginning of this episode, so I'm going to try. Hopefully it stays that way. That I know we are all, there's so many people are talking about the New Year's resolution, and I just feel like that could be a thing, like that's a thing that people do, but I feel like there are also a lot of wrong reasons people do these resolutions, and honestly, most of the time, like resolutions never last past January. So I feel like we should talk about them. Today, we're not going to talk about like, oh my God, how to motivate yourself to put the resolutions and shit. That's, I feel like, bullshit overall. We're going to talk about how some of the reasons why these New Year's resolutions are just pointless. Like, doesn't make any sense. I feel like you can always make a resolution for yourself. Doesn't matter the time of the day or time of the year. Because let's be honest, if you put something in your mind, you can achieve that. Not like you can achieve that. I mean, if you like have a goal in your mind, you can put that at any time of the year. It doesn't have to be New Year. Because like, where is that motivation coming from? You know what I mean? So I feel like, let's be honest with ourselves. Like, I feel like some of it is coming from because of the society. Like, everyone is like, oh my God, like, did you do your New Year's resolution? Like, did you write them down? Like, whatever. Like, I know, like, so many people that, like, they're like, oh, okay, maybe they look back in their, like, past year resolution. They're like, maybe I did one. Barely. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, it's because, like, most of the time, like, they are so unrealistic. And also because, like, I feel like resolutions should come from a place that, like, oh, I'm gonna do this because of that. Like, there's a motivation behind it, not just like, oh, because everyone is doing it, let me put some resolutions, because it doesn't look like it's something you want. Anyways, let me just like break it down and talk about these basic reasons that why some of it just doesn't make sense. I feel like changes are possible, but
if you don't have the right motivation, like, what's the point of making all those resolutions overnight? Because, like, you are making them because you are all of a sudden just like, oh my God, I'm so inspired. I mean, definitely 100% possible. Again, I might be cynical over here, but I just feel like, let's really, really get down to earth. Let's come back to reality and think about this. Does it? It just doesn't seem logical. Like, I'm trying to hear that myself, but, like, it just doesn't. Anyways, here are some reasons. I feel like I mentioned this a little bit. There's a difference between, like, again, I think we are seeing this from the society or people are on social media. We should want things, not we are thinking about we should do this because people are my age are doing it or people are doing this. Like, no, I think it should be based on what you want. Your resolution have to be about you, what you want. I think, like, most of the time when we are even trying to make resolutions, we are always thinking about, like, what would people think about it? I think that's the wrong way to look at it. Although I'm saying this to myself, I feel like 9 out of 10, I always think about what would people think of me. But again, that's something I'm working on and my therapist working on. Hopefully she's not getting upset about it, but we're going to come back to that. I'll let you guys know how that goes with my session. So, but anyways, I'm just trying to say, it's like, it should be about what you really want. It doesn't matter if it makes sense for anyone, or it doesn't matter if people think that, oh, that's not even a goal, but if that's what you want, that's what you want, you know? Think about that. It shouldn't be should, oh, because this would make sense for people. And I feel like other thing I mentioned earlier is that, like, you can really make a goal or make a resolution whenever you want. It doesn't have to be on January 1st. Like, you have an entire year. You can do whenever you want. Technically, I feel like there are times that we even put some goals to ourselves in the middle of the year or some time of the year, and we achieve them. We don't even realize that those are one of the goals and resolutions we did. We just don't remember them because we are like, oh, that wasn't in January. I feel like it's some sort of a toxic society thing that we are forced to think about. Just don't. Like, I feel like truth is like, on January 1st, even January 2nd, like, you're either hungover, you're or either tired from celebrating or just tired from watching something. It's totally possible. You cannot just start like that. The clock doesn't just start like that, you know? Like, doesn't like, oh, okay, this was the old year. Bye, let's start the new year strong. Like, even if you start strong, you're gonna burn out at one point. Like, it's not gonna last that long, so. Another reason is that, like, I think we are putting unexpected target, unexpected resolutions. Unrealistic. Like, I feel like I'm very unrealistic. Like, we are not thinking about it. I feel like most of the time we are like, oh my God, yeah, you get this sudden rush of serotonin or adrenaline, I don't know, maybe it's a combination of both, and we are thinking about like, oh my God, yes, I got this, I'm gonna make some high targets, I'm gonna make some $1 million this year. Like, I mean, if you're making $500,000, still that doesn't seem realistic, unless that's you're expecting high dividends from your portfolio. I don't know, you know, you really have to think about deeply about it. Like, I feel like you have to think realistic again. Not trying to be cynical, I feel like we just have to be honest with ourselves. We have to think about, like, what is some possible goal? Like, let's just say, instead of saying that, like, oh, I want to become a millionaire, which doesn't seem super realistic unless you're already very close to it, you can say, like, oh, I want to increase my income, you know? That could be one thing. Like, you have to think about how it could affect, or if it is about your body or whatever, you can just say like, oh, I want to get down to this exact thing. You can be like, I want to lose this much amount, or I want to get this. Like, I feel like you should put some small expectations on that so you can understand like how that is possible versus making it this big goal that doesn't seem so logical and approachable in a way. I feel like it's all because of the society and how everyone's being forced to think about like new year, new me, new resolutions, like I'm gonna achieve this, achieve that. Like, it just doesn't seem very realistic and logical thing to think about. Okay. Other thing is the timing. I mentioned this very before. Like, I feel like you can make goal resolution for yourself any time of the year. It doesn't matter. It doesn't have to be in January. Honestly, when you think about it, like, whenever you're going to the gym in January, honestly, it's the worst time of the year to go, honestly. It's like, because there are all these people, they're like, oh my God, I'm going to get fit. I'm going to get shredded. And like, you see so many people at the gym. Then I'm telling you, probably end of January, or maybe not even end, towards the middle of it, you don't see half of them or most of them. You see the regulars that you would see past year. You just don't see them anymore. It's because they don't stick to their resolutions. Again, it goes back to either they didn't want that, or they started like too strong and thinking like, oh, I can achieve this. I can go to gym every day, or I can do this every day. But you have to make a habit of it, and you have to be very realistic about your goals. Even if it is those are small goals, I feel like small goals are very easy to achieve versus when it's something so big that like it seems so far-fetched that that's just not possible that like it could happen. And last thing I'm going to mention, this is something I feel like we have to accept at any point in our lives. It's not just to do with resolutions. It's like, shit happens. Like, there are times that, like, we might take a step back. We might not maybe go to the gym that we wanted all the time, or, like, on a regular schedule. Or we might not achieve great results on our projects or increase our income. I feel like we shouldn't like be so hard on ourselves, because like that's just a possibility. I feel like life isn't like a way, like this, I don't know, chart that you see this, like it's always keeps going up and up. It doesn't. It just goes up and down. It's just, there's always lows. And I feel like if we put that in our head, that makes things okay, because you understand that. And you just never have disappointment. I just feel like it's because like it's life is so short, and we have to always think it like that. Then like you cannot be just unhappy all the time. You cannot be responsible for all the things. It's like there are times that like things happen and just accept it. I always like sometimes even do this. Maybe this is not like a healthy way of thinking. Again, I might need to talk to my therapist about this. If you keep your expectations low, you're never gonna get disappointed. It's just like you're not going to. It's because like you think that like it might not work, and that's fine. And one thing I would clarify though, like just keep your expectations, but still do it. Because then you get it, then you're like, oh, you're so happy. But if you keep very, very high expectations, then you will be disappointed forever. So I just feel like you can take the adventure and make anything out of life. It just doesn't matter. And that also applies to resolutions. So you can really make anything any time of the year. It doesn't have to be in January. And also, I think last thing we can talk about is like, it doesn't have to be the new you. Like, I feel like it's almost making it sound like, oh, old you was terrible. Like, yeah, like I feel like we are... At every age, honestly, we are evolving. We are becoming a new version of ourselves. We might not realize it, but we really are. So I think that's something to think about, that like you're not becoming new you. It's more like, you know, like when you see a software update, this is the best way to explain it. And, you know, it's like 11.1. Version 11.1 or 11.2, and your like New Year's like that too. It's like MERS 11.1, 11.3, 11.5. Obviously, there's going to be a time that like this is going to be like maybe completely new you, and that's possible. Maybe it's every decade or something, because as we get a lot older, or as we mature, or as we move places, as we explore the world, we can become a different person. But that doesn't mean that, you know, you have to always apply that new year, new me, and like start with that bullshit. I just feel like this whole resolutions thing is just like, it's not healthy. I feel like it's a good way to, I guess, motivate yourself, but I feel like they also sometimes have to tie back to the reality. And it doesn't have to be just that year. You can always make resolutions in February, even March, because you still got time, and it doesn't have to be tied to the year. Because as long as you achieve some small goals that you put in your goals, not in your resolution, it doesn't have to be in your resolution, you're doing well, you know? And you can also take a step back, just like I mentioned. Life happens, shit happens, and you don't have to be so hard on yourself. Anyways, these were some of the reasons that I thought these New Year resolutions are just bullshit. So I just think that, like, you should really think about them, and you shouldn't be forced to make them just because society is forcing you to, or all of a sudden you're getting the urge. I mean, you can always write them down, but, like, then maybe you can come back to them and look at your notes, be like, is this realistic? That's the question you should always ask yourself. Then, you know, you'll, I feel like, get your own answer. So anyways, that was the episode for today. I hope you guys like this episode. If you do, please don't forget to rate us on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcast. And I'll see you guys next week with another episode. Bye, guys.